A new iPhone SE, 4-inch. Thoughts?
I think it's going to be really popular.
I mean, did I say 4-inch?
4-inch, but it's 5.
It's 5. Is it 5?
Four.
It's 4-inch. Four. 4 inches.
Good Lord, that's small.
But the I think that, again, like, you know, I look at it from a company that we're about to issue more phones, and it's the perfect thing for a company to get.
At that price point, $399 for the 16 gig.
Because it's really someone's second phone. You know, it's something you want it to be small. You want it to be there. You want to, you know, have that. So I think that it becomes a great deal, you know, so for companies to do. And I think there's some people that really like the smaller form factor.
Right, and there's some people that really want to separate their work phone from their personal phone. Now that's becoming more important. The more personal information that we have on our regular phone, it makes sense to have a separate phone for work where you know in the back of your mind that, you know, your boss can always have access to anything on there. Maybe you don't want to have, you know, those two phones, so it makes sense to have a smaller
phone. And more to the point, for Apple, they could finally get the 5S out of their product line and have kind of parity across all the iPhones with Apple Pay, with the cameras. I mean, it means iOS 9.3. It means that they can they have a kind of consistent product line, just a variety of sizes.
Well, and having that high quality at $399 start point really makes it difficult if you're trying to sell a high end Android phone. There's like not a lot of room to work with there to compete, to distinguish yourself, because there's all of those features are all built into that. It's really just screen size that you're giving up, not the stabilized camera, and not the screen size, but I think that's pretty much all you're giving up by getting the smaller phone for a lot less money.
Mm-hmm. They did say that iOS 9.3 would come out today, the new iOS featuring the new Night Shift. Are you checking? I'm checking too.
Yep, not yet.
Not yet.
It's usually an hour from
takes
when
a
they
little
say
time.
Yeah.
The new Night Shift, which takes the blue out of the screen for people who think that keeps them up at night. Am I just a skeptical person? I feel like that's a little bit of snake oil. Everybody talks about it.
I'll try it.
Yeah.
It'll
I have nicer. Tried it. I mean, I've tried Efflux and it's annoying because the screen looks like parchment paper. It's yellowed.
Yeah.
I think the new iPad is perhaps the biggest story here. It's the iPad Pro, undistinguished in name from its big brother, so I guess you just get two sizes, but distinguished by capabilities. It has a better camera than the big iPad Pro. It has new ambient light sensors that makes maybe pros be more interested in this for photo retouching, things like that.
Possibly. I just think that's going to be so hard to get right. You know, I think that's the hard part. Is maybe they have, but I've never seen anyone do it very well. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see. I think it's a better iPad than the big one. You know, I'd rather have it. Because I usually carry this one with another computer. I mean, I have a Retina or whatever that I'm typically using, you know, MacBook Pro. I'd love to have the smaller one. I want to be able to draw.
Especially if you're using an Air 2 or you're using an older iPad, this might be, I mean, this is what Apple hopes, certainly drive people back to the market and bring iPad sales up a little bit. Both the iPhone SE and the new iPad Pro will be available for pre-order on Thursday and delivery March 31st. Pretty quick. Prices are favorable for the iPhone SE, $499. Is that right? $499? For the $399 for the 16 gig version. The new iPad will start a little bit more expensive, $699 for a 32 gig version. There's also a 256 gig version of both iPad Pros.
And Ethernet connections.
And Ethernet, which is... Well, it's an acknowledgement. If you're going to sell it as a laptop replacement, you've got to have...
Any mission-critical device has to be able to have a wired connection, I think. And that's not just... So that is also for security as much as it is for... You know, a VPN on Ethernet is going to be your most secure solution if you're traveling.
That's a good point.
I actually pick my hotel rooms by whether they have an Ethernet connection. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it means I could join a show like this.
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
From an iPhone. You know, you can't... Yeah. You don't want to try to use a wireless connection for that, so it's exciting.
Yeah, and the 256 gig iPad Pro, the small one, I mean, it's $900. That was the same price as, you know, an iPhone.
Yeah.
The big iPhone.
Yeah, good point. Good point. iOS 9.3 out today with some features we've already known about because of beta tests. Apple TV will have a new OS also available today with some nice features, including the ability to organize your apps via folders. They announced there were 5,000 Apple TV apps already.
I think we're going to see by the end of the summer, possibly beginning of the summer, I think we're going to see a 4K Apple TV. I think that, you know, they're building all these devices that shoot 4K. How can you not have an Apple TV?
It's an odd thing to leave out.
It's an odd, you know, unless it's just an update that it does. But I think that the chipset isn't there to do it in the current Apple TV. But I think that we're going to see it definitely by the fall. We're going to see a 4K Apple TV.
You know, everybody's stopped mentioning Apple's plans, which have been thwarted for years, to do streaming of live broadcast on Apple TV, to turn it into, in effect, a set-top box. Of course, the FCC has proposed new rules that would allow people to replace their cable TV set-top box with set-top boxes from third-party manufacturers. That would be a big opening for Apple.
Absolutely.
No mention of any of that today. Really, no surprises today at all. He even kicked off, as we expected, the event with a briefer mention than I expected of the court case, which resumes tomorrow between Apple and the Department of Justice. No new Macs, at least as far as I can tell, unless they...
I think new Macs at this point would be announced with a press release. I don't think they're going
to... It's a little disappointing because we know there's a new Intel processor, the Skylake processor, and the MacBooks are due to be updated, as is the little MacBook, as are the MacBook Pros.
I think that Apple's moved away from the marathon announcements they used to have and have been very disciplined to 1 hour. And I think that they're not going to give time to something that really is almost a rounding error at this point. I mean, they're doing great. They're selling more Macs than they ever did, but it's still a very, very small part of their market.
Yeah.
The price drop in the Apple Watch, didn't mention that. That was kind of a surprise.
Yeah, big deal. $50 drop for the Apple Sport. He didn't mention a drop for the stainless or the edition.
Yeah, $299 is what he said.
A $50 drop on the gold watch.
$9,950.
The Sport was $279. I mean, $379. Wasn't it $379?
Was it $370? I thought it was $350. So that's okay.
You bought it, so you'd know.
I don't remember. I do not remember. And new bands. I was wrong about the in-the-loop, meaning sensors in the bands, although, as you mentioned, LiveCore is doing that. New bands, the NATO band we expected, although, as you pointed out, Alex, a little bit too refined for a NATO
band. Yeah, I mean, if you want a NATO band, you want it to look rough. You want it to be...
Not pink, is what you're saying?
Well, just not... Orange? The whole, like, it just... Now it looks like we've taken it and we've made it Apple, but it's just like it's very...
I think it looks nice.
A black Milanese loop.
It's fine.
And some new leather colors as well. For people like Renee Ritchie or
Go Renee
addicts. Not much mention of a new watch OS, although there is one in the works. So no mention of a new watch OS as far as I can tell. There you go. That's it. That's the Apple event.
Fairly predictable, but also
a new robot that can deconstruct iPhones.
Liam. That thing is so cool. They should do like a lot more about that robot.
I like that robot.
I think they should have like a conversation with the robot and talk to him about
it. I have very particular skills
that I have acquired over large amounts of R&D.